This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, December 17th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning. I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Farm groups want to keep infrastructure dollars. Mild wine grape harvest tees up strong vintage. Don't give up on the farm bill, says G.T. Thompson. Farm Water Coalition warns against diverting infrastructure funds. A coalition of Western farm and water groups is urging Senate appropriators to preserve funding for aging federal water infrastructure and to expand investments in water conservation programs. In a letter to Senate Appropriator Chair Susan Collins and Energy and Water Subcommittee Chair John Kennedy, the coalition expressed support for provisions in the Energy and Water Development Appropriation Bill that boost Bureau of Reclamation programs. The groups appreciated the inclusion of more than $140 million for Water Smart grants that fund conservation, drought response, and water recycling projects across the West. Yet they're pushing back on a proposed $200 million transfer cut of Reclamation Aging Infrastructure Account, a loan program that created under the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act to finance major repairs and federally owned water facilities. The coalition warned that diverting those funds would undermine a bipartisan solution designed to address a growing backlog of maintenance needs at dams, canals, and delivery systems that in many cases are more than a century old. Demand for the loan program already far exceeds available funding, the letter said. $3.1 billion in project requests submitted in early application rounds. The signatories include the Family Farm Alliance, California Farm Bureau, Association of California Water Agencies, National Water Resources Association, and Western Growers. Mild wine grape harvest sets stage for balanced, high-quality vintage. California's 2025 wine grape harvest wrapped up in early November after a long, mild growing season that vendors say is setting up an elegant, balanced vintage, according to a new report from the Wine Institute. Cool spring temperatures and one of the mildest summers on record allowed for slow, even ripening across most regions with few major heat events statewide. Harvest started later than average in several areas, and late-season rains in September and October required careful vineyard management and selective picking, but growers reported minimal disease pressure and strong fruit quality. The report puts 2025 California wine grape production at about 3 million tons, up roughly 4% from 2024, but still well below recent multi-year averages. Yields varied by region, ranging from average to below average in much of the state, while Napa Valley reported above average yields paired with high quality. Lower sugar levels at harvest contributed to bright acidity and moderate alcohol levels, particularly in white varieties such as Chardonnay and Sauvignon Blanc. Red wines are expected to show strong color, structure, and depth without excessive ripeness. Winemakers across Napa Valley and the Central Coast describe the vintage as restrained, with balance and freshness emerging as defining characteristics of the wines. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. California officials suggest Colorado River plan. The Colorado River Board of California released a proposed framework yesterday for post-2026 operations, that includes a 440,000-acre-foot reduction of annual water use. The proposal suggests that Mexico and the three lower basin states of California, Nevada, and Arizona conserve up to 1.5 million acre-feet per year, that according to a press release. The framework calls for hydrology-based flexible water releases, both from Lake Powell and Meade, and a long-term agreement with adaptive phases. The press release says on top of the 440,000 acre feet in the proposal, California is, quote, also committed to making additional reductions to address future shortages as a part of a comprehensive basin state plan if circumstances warrant. The press release also says California leaders are, quote, willing to set aside many of their legal positions to reach a deal. Those include releases from Lake Powell under the Colorado River Compact, distribution of lower basin shortages, and on other provisions of the law of the river, quote, provided that there are equitable and sufficient water contributions from every state in the basin and the country of Mexico. Take note, negotiators from across the Colorado River Basin are meeting this week at the annual Colorado River Water Users Association Conference in Las Vegas, where California officials are offering this proposal. All seven states are currently involved in tense negotiations over the future of water sharing on the river. Farm bill still viable, G.T. Thompson says. House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania, taking issue with suggestions that the days of full five-year farm bills may be over. I think that's people who are naive and don't have a great historical grasp on farm bill processes, he told AgriPulse. Thompson also said yesterday that federal lawmakers need to give farmers at least $10 billion more on top of the $12 billion in aid from the Trump administration. Meanwhile, Richard Fordyce, Undersecretary for the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Farm Production and Conservation Mission Area, told AgriPulse that the agency has no plan to look at providing additional payments. USDA is where we are at and probably will be as far as the level of support, he said, adding that he didn't have insight on what Congress might do. U.S. Ag will struggle to comply with EU's deforestation rule, even with delay. The European Parliament will vote today to delay incoming European Union deforestation rules as the bloc is set to postpone implementation again. But the U.S. ag sector warns that even with another delay, supply chains will struggle to adjust to the new deadline unless the rule is amended. Under the new timeline, large companies will have until the end of 2026 to comply, while smaller companies get until mid-2027. Covered U.S. industries, including soy and timber, will struggle to comply with the rules even with the extra runway, the American Farm Bureau Federation says in its latest analysis. The rules require geographic coordinates from the plots of land each product was grown in, a logistical nightmare for bulk commodities like wood chips, which are mixed in storage facilities, according to Farm Bureau. As long as the rule stands as currently drafted, agriculture supply chains will be strained from the looming enforcement deadline, the analysis reads. Here's today's final word. Farm workers provide essential labor that helps feed millions of Americans, and they have rights that are federally protected. That Emily Eckstein, Assistant District Director in San Diego for the U.S. Department of Labor's Wage and Hour Division, announcing more than $245,000 in back wages and civil penalties levied on Lucky Growers, which operates a 180-acre fruit and vegetable farm in San Marcos. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, December 17th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.